Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, those were some good times. Back Together Again. That was Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. And you may not realize it or not, but that song was actually 9 minutes and 29 seconds long. Well, welcome to Hear No Evil on the blogtalkradio.com show. I'm your host and show producer, Darlene Lewis. And when I say we are back together again, we are coming back stronger than ever. You know, I've been doing my book tour. I've been very busy. The pool season is open, and the pools are influxed with everybody from mothers and grandkids and kids out of school. And so everybody's running to the pool. But a lot of people are running to the pool and putting on bathing suits, but they are not in good shape. And a lot of people that are coming to the pool are suffering from a lot of high blood pressure. Excuse me. So today I want to discuss with you high blood pressure in the African American community. Now, you've likely heard of high blood pressure. It's also called hypertension. I'm going to say it is one of the leading causes of strokes in African American community. So when you hear me say HBP, that stands for hypertension. Now, hypertension affects about 45% of all African Americans. That's a very large number of people. This number ranks among the highest rates of HPV in the world. HPV develops earlier in life in African Americans than in Caucasians, and is also likely to be more severe. The good news is that you can help prevent high blood pressure. The key is to detect it early and start treating it right away. Your role is important. The longer HPV is left untreated, the more serious the health implication can be. Now, you need to understand high blood pressure. When your heart beats, it squeezes blood into the arteries and creates pressure. This pressure sends blood flowing to all parts of your body. Blood pressure is a measurement of the force created by blood flow as it presses against the artery wall. Measuring blood pressure can be easy from outside the body. Two numbers are recorded and described in millimeters of mercury. The first or top or larger number is called the systolic pressure. It measures the pressure when your heart is beating or contracting. The second or bottom or smaller number is diastolic pressure. This measures the pressure while your heart is resting between beats. So you have systolic and diastolic pressure. Systolic top, diastolic bottom. Now, normal blood pressure is a reading between 120 mmHg systolic and 80 millimeters Hg diastolic. A higher reading of 120 to 139 and or 80 to 89 is called prehypertension, which is an early stage of high blood pressure. If you're an adult with blood pressure of 140 and or 90 millimeters Hg or higher, you have HPV. And if you have a chronic ongoing condition such as diabetes or kidney failure or kidney disease, the cutoff for HPV may be even lower than 140 over 90. Now, high blood pressure is dangerous because it damages blood vessels throughout your entire body. HPV causes blood vessels to constrict, meaning getting smaller. And if they stay that way, it's harder for blood to get to your major organs. That's why it's important to take action against high blood pressure. The longer it's left untreated, the more likely organs such as your heart, your brain, your kidneys, or your eyes will be damaged. This can lead to heart attack, stroke, heart failure, kidney disease, or blindness. High blood pressure often has no symptoms. That's why it's called the silent killer. Many people have it for years without knowing it. Often the first sign of HPV may be a heart attack or a stroke. The only way to find out if your blood pressure is high is to have it measured. HPV, high blood pressure, can occur early in life, so it's important even for young people to have regular blood pressure checkups. Have your blood pressure checked every 2 years if your blood pressure is normal, or every year if you've been told you have pre-hypertension. A blood pressure test is quick and painless. Now, there are many places you can have your blood pressure taken: a doctor's office, a hospital clinic, school nurse's office, company clinic, church, or a health fair. For example, remember to ask what your reading is and write it down. Bring this paper with you to your next health checkup. The cause of high blood pressure is unknown in most cases, but certain things increase your chances of developing HBP. These are called risk factors. Some of them you can't control, others you can. Risk factors you can't control based on your race: African Americans, Hispanics develop HBP earlier in life than Caucasians. The average blood pressure for African Americans is also much higher. Hereditary. HBP often runs in families. That's why it's very important that you guys research your family, research the health of your family members. Do a family tree. Find out what type of diseases or illnesses your family members have that could possibly be inherited. Risk factors you can't control based on your age. In general, the older you get, the greater your chance of developing HBP. Men tend to develop high blood pressure earlier in life than women do. Risk factors you can control: being overweight or obese. People who are overweight are more likely to have high blood pressure. There are guidelines for how much you should weigh based on how tall you are. If you weigh more than the standard for someone of your height, you're overweight or obese, very overweight. Eating too much salt: this can increase blood pressure in some people. Drinking too much alcohol: excessive use of alcohol can greatly increase blood pressure. Lack of physical activity: aerobic physical activity can help reduce blood pressure. Also swimming. High blood sugar: if you have diabetes, keeping blood sugar levels in close control can keep and maintain and manage HBP. Smoking: now, smoking increases the risk of heart disease and stroke. Stress: while stress levels can be difficult to measure, stress is believed to contribute to high blood pressure. How do you treat high blood pressure? Well, your health care provider will help you create a plan to treat your HBP. The plan is likely to include physical activity, medication, and healthy eating. Physical activity: some people are active at their jobs or in their daily life. They already get a lot of exercise, but if you have a less active job, you'll need to find ways to add activity to your day. So you can walk, you can run, you can swim, you can play a favorite sport. Even if you have an active job, you can find ways to increase your daily activity. For example, make an effort to walk whenever possible. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Start by talking to your doctor about which activities are safe for you. Your doctor may prescribe medication to lower your blood pressure. Now, if medication is prescribed for you, always follow the directions from your doctor and pharmacist. Don't stop taking blood pressure medication unless your doctor tells you to. It's also important to stick with your physical activity and healthy eating plan. Your doctor may suggest changes in your eating habits to help lower your blood pressure. This includes cutting back on the amount of salt, saturated fat, trans fat, and cholesterol in your diet. Your doctor may also recommend losing weight. Here are some tips for eating healthier everyday foods. Eat fried foods less often. Reduce the amount of butter, oil, and fat you use for cooking. Eat smaller amounts of food at each meal. Eat less red meat and more chicken and fish. Remove chicken skin and as much as visible fat as you can before cooking. Also, when shopping, pick leaner cuts of meat. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Look for deep colors, such as dark leafy greens. Eliminate or limit alcohol intake. Alcoholic drinks have many calories, and too much alcohol can increase your blood pressure. Eat whole grain, high-fiber cereals, rice, and bread. Look for low-fat or fat-free dairy products, such as buttermilk, cheese, and yogurt. Try to use salt-free seasoning during cooking instead of salt. Don't put salt on food before you taste it. Substitute herbs and spices as food flavoring. Reduce the amount of salted chips, lunch meat, hot dogs, salt pork, ham hocks, and dill pickles that you eat. Cut back on canned or prepared foods, which often contain a lot of salt. Eat more fresh fruit and raw vegetables as snacks instead of chips or salted nuts. And look for canned and frozen foods that say low salt or low sodium on the package. You just have to start making healthier choices. And remember, you should live just like you want to live, but you should eat not like you want to eat, but like you should eat. Now, today we're supposed to have a special guest calling by the name of Tiski Valley. When you think of Catch the Beat or Grand Groove Records, you can only think of one entertainer, that's Tiski Valley. Pioneer, legendary, still as relative today as he was when he first came on the entertainment scene. Born March 9th, Boogie Down Productions, New York, Tiski began his music career at the age of 14. It spans from rap, reggae, gospel, to urban jazz. Tiski was born in the Northeast Bronx in an area called the Valley. He attended Michelangelo J.H.S. High School, Intermediate School 144 in the Bronx, where he played guitar. He graduated and went on to Evander Childs High School in the Bronx, where he and a buddy, Disco Prince, formed a group called the Erotic Disco Brothers. In 1978, Tiski had joined Kool Herc as an MC Blockforce. Later that year, Tiski had joined up with AJ and Busy B as a DJ. Upon the completion of high school, he went to work with reggae producers Brad Osborne on Clock Tower Records and Sir Coxon Dodd, Studio One Records, and putting together Grand Groove Records. His first recorded release was Catch the Beat. Tiski went on to produce groups such as The Just Four, the song Girls of the World, Chapter 3 MCs, The Real Rockin' Groove. His real name is Tyrone, and he explains T is for Tyrone, S is for Sensation, K is for Coolest in the Nation. I is for Inspiration, Valley is where I came from, the Boogie Down Bronx. And if you don't remember Catch the Beat, well, here's another song that he did called Sexual Rapper.
How do you do? Well, this is a rap from me to you. But before I get down and start to rap, I want to introduce myself. I got style, got class, got debonair, and a laugh like no one else. I wanna rap to you about a thing called sex. It's something I know that you can bet. Sex is something everybody needs. Sometimes you do it slow, sometimes you speed. You can do it all day, you can do it all night. You can do it to the left or do it to the right. No matter how you do it, it's out of sight, and the feeling you get is dynamite. Soft music and dining at a candlelight. You can bet your last dollar, have a hell of a night. A girl can tease and mess with you, hurt you up, and then she says it through.
Come by and pick me up.
Well, you know how that goes sometimes. Getting tied up with things.
Tied up? You've been tied up since I met you.
Well, it's all about money out here these days. You know that.
I heard that before.
Hey, are there certain things that turn a woman on? Take my advice, you can't go wrong. You gotta treat her like a woman, not a little girl. She'll love you more than anything in the world. Gently place your arm around the waist, but you better do it fast, don't hesitate. Slightly run your fingers through her hair. Stare her in the eyes, tell her you care.
Hello?
Hello, T, baby.
Oh, really? And what made you call?
No, I just had...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio on the air.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm fine. What is tonight's topic?
Well, tonight's topic was on blood pressure in African Americans, and we was waiting for Tiski Valley to call in, but we haven't heard from him.
Oh.
So we've just been playing his music, and we'll be on for the next 2 minutes. And you are?
My name is Gerald GQ Quick.
Well, welcome.
And I am officially back in New York City, and I am about to embark on some very interesting ventures. I was talking to somebody tonight, and they made a statement, and I read it the other day too. It said, "A woman wants a man to treat her with respect." And it said, no, a woman wants a man that's going to respect her. And then it said that a woman should give a man something to respect. And I say that because you hear a lot of women always say, I want a good man. But then when they get one, they don't know what to do with him. They don't know how to act. And I'm like, really, I'm a victim of that. And at the same time, I want some feedback from some people on that. You know, what's the stigma with that?
Make that statement again.
Okay. A statement was made, you know, how women always say, I want a good man, or whatever. But then when they get one, they don't know how to act. They don't know how to act in the relationship, you know, or how to treat the person with respect or whatever. So I was dialoguing with some people, and we wanted to, you know, was trying to get a good understanding or reason as to why things, you know, nobody could come up with. No, it's no real concrete answer, but we was just basically getting feedback. And I just want to keep going and get some feedback on that, because it's like a stigma with people, with our people, with relationships, which is why so many, you know, unbalanced relationships, men with men, women with women, everybody confused, you know, jumping around, sleeping around.
Well, you know, although that's not the topic of today's radio show, that is a very good topic. Matter of fact,
that could lead to high blood pressure, though. That could lead to high blood pressure and stroke.
We had, it's funny that you brought that up, because we had that topic in the past, and I had one of the producers, a former producer of BET, as a guest, and he argued with another person that There's no such thing as a good man or a good woman. It's just good and bad relationships. So, you know the saying, you sometimes you're not satisfied with what you got in truth, or you don't know the grass, you think the grass is green on the other side, but you don't,
true.
Don't miss your water till your well runs dry.
That may apply
to relationships. You know, people don't really know how good they have it until they lose it.
And that's what one person was saying in regards to when the female, even men, when they end up with the good person, you know, the vibe is good, but they don't know how to, they just start bugging out or zoning out.
That familiarity always does that. You know, when people are used to something, they don't understand. They take advantage of a good thing. You know, that's just
true.
Human nature.
Yeah.
So I hope I was able to answer that question.
Well, I mean, there's no real concrete answer because you never know what's going to happen. But, yes, but get back to a more serious note. Like you said the topic was on blood pressure. Well,
Recently
I had my blood pressure shot up 151 over 198, and it was like, I didn't feel, you know, I felt regular, normal. But that's how easy it is for a person to catch a stroke or a heart attack, or even just drop dead. You don't even know nothing's wrong with you. You walk around with high blood pressure. 151 over 150, that's crazy. So just imagine people out and about, you know, their diet is not right, they're just running around, they could be working, you know, stressful job or whatever, you know, anything, any situation, and your health is not intact, hey, anything, then start telling you, your body start breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to get checked, you know, your blood pressure. If you need medicine, hey, take the medicine. I'm a proven fact of that, because once I started, got back on my meds for my blood pressure, hey, everything was good.
Mm.
No more high blood pressure. Changed my diet, no more red meat.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly eat no sugar, you know, so if you're blessed with old age, you have to take care of your body. It's not like you're growing, so you really don't have to take care of it because you're up and running, you're out and about, whatever. But
it doesn't matter how old you are. Like I stated earlier, you may not have heard, but high blood pressure can affect anybody at any age. Little kids can have high blood pressure.
True.
You know, it's all about your diet, your age, if it's hereditary, you know, the stress.
That's another key point. That's another key point. That's another key point, the hereditary. It's in your genes, you know. That's a serious issue. We had a discussion about that when I was in Albany at a seminar, PLO group seminar, and we was speaking about how, you know, it came about, it was a group of twins. They started an organization, and like, I think 30% or maybe more now, 40% of the members are twins, triplets, quadruplets, you know, double,
right.
and it's crazy because they all sit down, but even though they're twins, a lot of them have different, how you merge together and work together. They, like, some of them are total opposite. Some of them don't get along. Oh, it's
right.
Crazy. There was a discussion whether or not, where did it come from? How did that come about? And they got into the genes and the bio, flow. It was all kinds of scientific biology stuff going on. And it's something to think about, because when you think about ailments, a lot of us are born with ailments already in our body, just laying there, sleeping. So at a certain age, we get, hey, these things wake up, because we was blessed with that. But we up to that age where, okay, now it's time for this one to get activated. So now you got to deal with, okay, arthritis, chronic arthritis, not just regular arthritis. You got it is some days you can't walk. Some days, you know, you don't want to feel like, you know, rainy days, gloomy days. It's like you got a broken bone or something. But, you know, that's how life is. That's how we create. That's why it's important for us to get checkups. And once you hit 50, 35, really 40, you just want to start taking, you want to get regular checkups. I think, I'm speaking for myself, that, you know, that's when I started. And it helps because it allows you to maintain yourself, manage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us, you know, they still like to go to McDonald's and eat all that greasy stuff from the little hood joints or whatever, wherever you at, you know. or just the way they cook, period. A lot of priests eat a lot of fried foods, fast foods. So all that is a deterioration of your body once you get older, if you're not sick.
Well, if you don't exercise and able to burn that stuff off.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's going to tell on you then.
But I want to thank you for calling in, and I want my listeners to know that they can call in 347-989-0761, and they can also learn about us at futurenetworkproductions.com. And also, if you're interested in checking your hereditary diseases, or if you want to do a family tree, you can go to futurenetworkproductions.com and click on our app, and you'll be able to download an app to your phone that will allow you to check your DNA, your genealogy, do your family tree, and find your relatives of the past. We also have apps on there for the purchase of my, which you can also get at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. I want to thank you all for calling in. Tune in every Wednesday at 6:30, Channel 56, Fios 34, and online at the same time at futurenetworkproductions.com. Click on TV for Celebrity Showcase. Thank you very much, and have a great day.